best conveyed by its Latin etymology, scientia, meaning knowledge. The scientific method is simply that body of practices best suited for obtaining reliable knowledge. The practices vary among fields. The controlled laboratory experiment is possible in molecular biology, physics, and chemistry, but it is either impossible, immoral, or illegal in many other fields customarily considered scientific, including all of the historical sciences, astronomy, epidemiology, evolutionary biology, most of the earth sciences, and paleontology. If the scientific method can be defined as those practices best suited for obtaining knowledge in a particular field, then science itself is simply the body of knowledge obtained by those practices. Science, that is, reliable methods for obtaining knowledge, is an essential part of psychology and the social sciences too, especially economics, geography, history, and political science. Along with the broad observation-based and statistical methods of the historical sciences, detailed techniques of such conventional sciences as chemistry and genetics are proving essential for tackling problems in the social sciences. Science, then, is the reliable acquisition of knowledge about anything, whether it be the vagaries of human nature, the role of great figures in history, or the origins of life itself. It is in this spirit of scientia that EDGE, on the occasion of its 20th anniversary, is pleased to present the EDGE Annual Question for 2017. What scientific term or concept ought to be more widely known? Happy New Year. John Brockman, Publisher and Editor, EDGE. The Longevity Factor. Yuri Milner, physicist, entrepreneur and venture capitalist, science philanthropist. In 1977, the Voyager probes were launched toward the outer solar system, each carrying a golden record containing hundreds of sounds and images, from the cry of a newborn baby to the music of Beethoven. In the emptiness of space, they could last for millions of years. By that time, will they be the sole representatives of human culture in the cosmos, or primitive relics of a civilization that has since bloomed to the galactic scale? The Drake equation estimates the number of currently communicative civilizations in the Milky Way by multiplying a series of terms, such as the fraction of stars with planets and the fraction of inhabited planets on which intelligence evolves. The final term in the equation doesn't get much attention, yet it's crucial. Not just for the question of intelligent life, but also for the question of how to live intelligently. This is L, the longevity factor, and it represents the average lifespan of a technological civilization. What determines this average? Surely the intelligence of the civilizations. The list of existential threats to humanity includes climate change, nuclear war, pandemics, asteroid collisions, and perhaps artificial intelligence. And all of these threats can be avoided. Some can be addressed here on Earth, others require activity in space, but with the ultimate aim of protecting the planet. In 1974, Princeton physicist Gerard K. O'Neill published a paper, The Colonization of Space, which led to the first conference on the subject, sponsored by Princeton and Stuart Brand's Point Foundation, and to O'Neill's highly influential 1976 book, The High Frontier. That has been an inspiration for the current generation of visionaries who advocate steps such as the transfer of heavy industry into orbit, where it can run on solar energy and direct its heat and waste away from Earth, and the colonization of Mars. However powerful our local solutions, betting everything on one planet would be imprudent. Stephen Hawking has estimated, although the chance of a disaster to planet Earth in a given year may be quite low, it adds up over time and becomes a near certainty in the next 1,000 or 10,000 years. By that time, we should have spread out into space. In the long term, Mars must be a stepping stone to more distant destinations, because two adjacent planets could be simultaneously affected by the universe's more violent events, such as a nearby supernova. We need to start thinking at the galactic level. The first target might be the Earth-sized planet Proxima b, recently discovered orbiting the nearest star to the Sun, 4.2 light-years away. Sooner rather than later, we'll have to master propulsion fast enough to make interstellar journeys practical. Perhaps by that time we'll have developed beyond our organic origins,